Plus.
Hey.
It's Sparkle in the Middays on 95SX. Hit music now.
Hey, welcome back to Sparkle Speaks. I'm Sparkle.
And I'm Yanni Rude.
So today we are talking all about baby fever, because it's everywhere.
Do we have to?
Yes, we have to. Did you know the birth order could actually affect who you are?
Really?
Yes, it could. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But first, we're going to talk about the Hollywood baby boom. That's what I'm calling it.
The main reason why we're having this discussion today.
Yes, because everybody's pregnant and their moms, too. Literally, I could say that.
You know, it's funny you should say that because I know I'm not a celebrity, but my mother sent a group text out and she said, just a thought, your father's father, your father's father's father, and so on, stretching all the way back in an unbroken chain to the first cell, each managed to find a mate and successfully reproduce. So, send it out to my brothers and me.
How many brothers do you have?
I have two brothers.
Anyway, so there's so many people having babies right now. The most recent was Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Yes.
They had a baby yesterday.
Wow, amazing.
Yesterday, which is Sunday.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. And Jason Sudeikis, who is one of my favorite SNL people, he said he's all in to having another baby with Olivia Wilde.
I'm all in for having a baby with Olivia Wilde.
Okay, all right. Well, how about this one? Eva Mendes, she's pregnant with Ryan Gosling. You know what? I volunteer. Right here. I volunteer. I'll have another baby with Ryan right now. Oh, I love Ryan Gosling.
Well, then see, now we have a mission. You get Ryan, I get Eva. Let's go.
All right. Okay. We're done. Bye. Blake Lively's pregnant with number two. You know, they got married here.
Yeah.
I love that little fact. Like, I actually was driving past when they had their ceremony. Of course, I couldn't get in or even attempt to get in. But
I'm surprised you didn't crash it.
Well, with Ryan Reynolds, it might be worth it, but I didn't. Megan Fox jokingly talks about the paternity of her kid. Obviously, it's her husband that she's been married to for like 6 years. But she had, I don't know why she joked about it. Why were people concerned?
Well, you know, they were having issues. They filed for divorce. And so here it is. She decided to have fun because, you know, the minute that anybody finds out she's pregnant, they're going to say, well, who is? And they're going to be like Maury Povich. Who is the baby daddy?
Well, and she jokes about it on Instagram. She puts a picture of a bunch of her co-stars,
mm-hmm.
and then she put hashtag not the baby daddy.
I love the fact that she trolled the internet and everybody who's in the Hollywood gossip. Way to go, Megan. The only good thing you've done since Transformers.
Okay. Well, bless it. Well, she has three kids, or she's about to have three kids. All right. Anne Hathaway gives birth to a baby boy really quick. Kelly Clarkson, like right on her heels, gives a baby. I wonder if they're going to be friends.
I love the name of Kelly Clarkson's baby boy.
Me too.
Remington Alexander Blackstock. Sounds so regal. Remington.
It does. It makes me, he's bound for royalty. Well, he is Kelly Clarkson's son.
He's of the Blackstock clan.
You can only say it with a Scottish accent. It's the only way that you can do
that. He's of the Blackstock clan.
Well, it seems like everybody's been having babies,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a statistic that Boston University said that women are actually waiting now into their 30s and 40s to have kids. And it's not as health risk as it used to. It used to be like, don't have a baby after you're 35. Oh my gosh, freak out.
Yeah.
Now they're like, actually, with modern medicine, people are doing great.
And with modern money, because Janet Jackson is not exactly 35, 32, or even 29.
No, she's 49.
Yes.
I had to Google this because she does look so young all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She postponed her entire tour to have a baby.
You got to say, credit to her just for even deciding that, you know what, I'm going to put family first. And you know what, you say she looks so young. You too can if you have her plastic surgeon.
Yeah, or Botox on the reg, probably. And she probably has a fitness coach, nutrition coach. Like, she probably has a team of people that make her look young. But you have to think about this. She was singing in the 80s.
Yes.
It's 2016. This makes total sense.
She could have had a baby anytime in between. Now it's very important to her. And she canceled a tour, given refunds, and postponed the tour.
Well, coming up, we're still going to do the birth order. It tells you what personality you type. I've got some objections to this because I think I'm different than what they've told me.
We'll see how accurate they are. It's just like, to me, like horoscopes. Some are on, some are off.
Yeah, this one might be way off. But with celebrity babies comes
celebrity nannies.
I know. And then with celebrity nanny comes celebrity affairs.
Of course. Who does? I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the perfect example because he could not even deny the son. The son looks exactly like Arnold.
Holy business. I just saw this picture a couple days ago. Like,
he's probably using the same steroids Arnold was using too.
Oh, rough. Like father, like son? I don't know about that. Well, Ben Affleck was the most recent with Jennifer Garner, even though he like denies it. Deny. Nothing happened. Gwen Stefani. I mean, I think he came out and said.
Yes.
Came out and said, yeah, I'm having an affair with the nanny.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what in a guy's brain is like, I'm going to get away with this.
You know what? Guys are stupid, and we always think that we can.
I know. Bless it. Bless it.
You guys, I blame are children's that... books. You know, the little the engine that could. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. That's what goes through guys' heads.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to get away with this.
Exactly. But you used to be a nanny, didn't you?
I still do babysit, but I was almost. It was down between me and another girl for being James Vanderbeek's nanny.
Wow. Were you going to babysit James Vanderbeek?
I wish. I mean.
Just making sure. Just making sure.
If that was an option. no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't that. It was down between me and one other girl, and she had picked me, but she needed somebody within 48 hours. And I was like, you got to give me a couple days. I got to like wrap up my job. She was like, okay, let me talk it with her husband, Dawson, from Dawson's Creek. And I was like, okay, call me back. And then she calls me later that night and she's like, I'm sorry, we need somebody in 2 days. I'm going to have to go to the other girl. But for the record, I was the first choice.
And just so you know, it's not like she could have babysat her own child for the next couple of days while she waited for you to get there.
Exactly. Literally, I was like, can you give me 7 days? 7 days. But it's okay.
Me change diapers for 7 days? No.
She was like, I guess, I mean, she does have a blog. It's a health blog, so maybe she's got a lot of, anyway.
A lot of writing to do.
A lot of writing to do. But I found this very interesting. Mm-hmm. Birth order. What are you?
I am a firstborn.
Obviously. Let me tell you.
Why do you say obviously? What does this thing say?
Okay, firstborn. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Perfectionist. Yes. Yes. Enjoy making other people happy? Debatable for you.
Really? I think that's right. That's spot on right there.
Okay. highly motivated to succeed. That is you. You're very motivated. Yep. That is you. Leadership. You're my boss. Mm-hmm. So leadership.
It works.
Yeah. You are very responsible.
Sure, I'll take it.
I have noticed that. now, you'd have to tell me this. Are you jealous or neglected with younger siblings?
No.
Like, you're not?
They're so much younger than me that I actually babysat them, so I did all the spanking in the house.
You did?
Yes.
What is
they,
it?
They followed every... If they were making too much noise, they go, hey! Everybody got quiet.
Really? So, oh, I would be so afraid if Yanni Rude was my babysitter. Oh,
I'm
my gosh.
Babysitter.
What are your... What's the age difference between you and your...
A lot.
Really?
Double digits.
Wow, that's crazy.
So my brother right below me, he's like a first child all over again.
Yeah, that's my little brother too. He's 7 years from me, but he's 10 years from my older brother.
Yeah.
So I always say Chad was first born again, but he, I don't know. middle born, this is me. I was middle, and I was 2 years from my older brother, 7 years from Chad, like I said. I don't know if I agree with this.
But let's see.
More rebellious?
Mm-hmm. Who's the most rebellious in your family?
My older brother was.
Okay, so that one's wrong for you?
Yeah.
Adapt easily to any situation? Is
okay,
that you?
That was me because I read another article. We like to harmonize. Mm-hmm. So we're very, like, all-inclusive.
Yeah, that sounds like you. Play the role of mediator and prefer compromise to conflict.
150,000%. That was me.
So far, we're 2 out of 3. That's more than you said you completely disagree. I don't see that.
Develop
skills or talents not shared by siblings?
Yes.
You have that? That's 3 out of 4 so far. I'm just pointing out some facts here.
Okay.
Be the most varied of all of the birth positions. You may be friendly or outgoing or shy and quiet.
Definitely friendly and outgoing.
Okay,
fine. Of
course
fine.
You are. I mean, that is 4 out of 5. That is 80% correct. You just agreed to it.
Okay, fine. Maybe I am. But see, I look at the last one and it's last born. Be outgoing. Chad's not super outgoing, my little brother. This is have the ability to charm others. Yes. Inferior to siblings. Considered spoiled. Yes. And impatient. Yes. And develop abilities that the older siblings don't have, et cetera, et cetera. And they also remain the baby.
You know what? That's funny because my youngest brother, Josh, is the same way. This is how we went in. I play music, like I press play.
Yeah.
My brother, Lawrence, below me plays the piano.
Oh, wow.
My sister, Robin, started playing the piano. Since she couldn't, they were 2 years apart. She couldn't always keep on his level.
Yeah.
So she switched to the violin and became, you know, Juilliard.
Wow.
So you've got that then. My youngest brother, Josh, he played the piano, then he played the violin, then he went to the trumpet, and he plays the guitar.
And we haven't forgotten the only children.
By the way, I was that for double-digit years.
Well-organized, perfectionist, comfortable with responsibilities, doesn't take criticism. I wonder if that's true, Yanni.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
that does not...
comfortable with center of the attention and tend to be more responsible. See, they're very similar to older kids.
The one thing I would say about this that I don't agree with is being comfortable with being the center of attention. I've never been.
Really? Yeah. And you were like kind of...
I decided to get on the radio and let everybody hear me instead.
Yeah, as a middle child, I'm just going to pound all you guys out there because I will say one thing I read. They tend to feel like they're left out. That's me. All right. We're Audi 5000. You can follow me on all of my social media at Sparkle Spice.
And you can find me anywhere on social media at Yanni Rude.
All right. See you guys later.
Holla.
What? Hey. It's Sparkle in the Middays.